February is American Heart Month. Treatments for heart disease have improved greatly over the years. Now, there are more options that are less invasive for patients who arrive at the hospital suffering from a serious issue like a heart attack. Dr. Bolahan Ogunbayu is a UK healthcare interventional cardiologist working at Frankfurt Regional Medical Center.
As an interventional cardiologist, I get to put in stents in different parts of the human body, most commonly in the arteries that supply the heart muscle with blood. Now, a patient comes in with a heart attack, I'm the guy they want to see because, as they say, heart is muscle. The fastest or the earliest or the soonest we can get to open back that blocked artery, the better it is for the patient. We have studies that have shown in some cases where before now, surgery would be the only option, that putting in stents in those blood vessels is almost as good as having to have open heart surgery.
But for patients who have severe heart disease, a more complex surgery may be necessary. The UK Gill Heart and Vascular Institute provides comprehensive surgical treatments for heart and related health problems. Dr. Tessa London Bounds is a UK cardiothoracic surgeon.
So I always tell my patients that we have three primary goals, and if we feel together that we can achieve those, then we'll proceed. Number one is to safely get them through surgery. Number two is to improve their survival overall, to improve the function of their heart. And number three is to get them back to what they were doing or what they were doing before all of this happened.
For London Bounds, seeing her patients' quality of life improve immediately after surgery is one of the most rewarding parts of her job.
You can see an outcome right after your surgery, and it's kind of amazing to see the physiology start to shift and start to change. We'll have patients with certain diseases that are feeling like they're suffocating, and they've gone through life for the past few years like that, where it's just gotten progressively worse and worse, and they're not able to do anything that they previously did that was who they were. And after surgery, even with the cut, even with the drains and tubes and lines, you can already see that transformation starting, and that's pretty rewarding.
For UK at the Half, I'm Allison Perry.